You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, the Elk and Elk boys ain't going to have none of that.
No.
Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, gentlemen, let's go through the Browns' six unrestricted free agents that are out there. Who do you think will be back? Who would you want to be back? Gibbs, you can talk about this too if you were so inclined. Gibbs, how you doing, man?
I'm good. It's kind of a little crazy. Let me find my headphones to put on.
Yeah, Gibbs, get some headphones on there.
Get some headphones, bro.
Join us today, will ya? Flavor in your ear. Let's go. All right. Start with Buster Skrine. I think the most attractive free agent that the Browns have. 26-year-old cornerback coming off a career year with 4 interceptions, which was 8th in the NFL. 18 passes, defense 4th in the NFL. I see why he is good. Certainly a competent number 2 corner in the National Football League. Prices, they're saying between $7 to $10 million a year for Buster Skrine, which is interesting. And I say congratulations to him. If that is the case, though, I just don't see how any way that fits in your long-term plans. We talked about before the break with the salary structure you want, who you have at cheaper as a cheaper replacement with Buster Skrine.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think in some cases, what this is typical of a corner opposite and an all-pro corner in Joe Haden, with teams wanting to go away from the proven all-pro player in Joe Haden, which gave Buster Skrine an opportunity to prove himself. He did so, as you said, Kid. There were multiple times where he got abused and was toast by some of the bigger wide receivers, but he now enters the market and is going to get paid as number one corner money. So this is that window that players always talk about, that they have to maximize this upfront money, that guaranteed money. And this is Buster's time. It's just not his time here in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there.
Well, I have to interrupt this for just 1 second. Right now we had a tweet. This is great. From Perks World, he says, "Thanks so much for always talking about Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. Got a 4-pack last night. Best beer I ever had." You know what I said? Get you some!
Get you some!
Get you some! Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. Bringing you this free agency discussion, by the way. A lot of people on Twitter, at BrunoTheGreat32, says Skrine, most improved over the last 2 seasons without a doubt. They want Buster back. That's the one guy that they really want back. Jack McCurry says Skrine and Austin. We have a lot of people say Skrine and Austin. Drew Rucker, CavsFan1 player. Corey Clark, Buster Skrine. So a lot of people like Skrine, and Stephen Lemaitre says Skrine, got to bring him back. Again, I don't see, if you're thinking about this in the long term, why you're going to invest that many people in that much money in the secondary when you drafted a guy 8th overall last year.
And also, by the way, we have holes other places defensively, and that's the front side of things.
You know, if there was no salary cap, then you'd say for sure bring him back.
No, yeah,
but I mean, I think that's what these fans are thinking of, and I often fall prey to the same way of thinking as, oh, he's a good player, let's bring him back.
He is a good player.
But if you look at the overall scheme, you know, and the people in the important offices, like the Sasha Browns of the world, have to worry about the budget, and you have a salary cap. You got to work inside the structure, and it just doesn't seem to make sense.
Buster Skrine has made strides to the point where he has earned the money that he will
absolutely
make on the open market.
He's gotten better every year.
So I don't blame him.
No.
I think that if it was at the right price point, he would be back with the Browns. I think the Browns want him to be back. I just think at some point in the NFL, you only play for so long. I don't begrudge anybody for taking a bigger deal on the open market, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get a bigger deal out there than he will here for the reasons we laid out. I mean, Justin Gilbert is supposed to be that number 2 guy. And by the way, I think he's going to have a heck of a time if Buster Skrine leaves, holding off Pierre Desir. I think Pierre Desir is a consummate professional, came in, started against Kelvin Benjamin, and did a heck of a job in that game against Carolina. I thought he looked very good this season. So I think the Browns are actually pretty good at corner, and that's why that money will be out there.
Here's my issue. K'Wan Williams can't stay on the field and can't stay healthy. I like him. I think he's a solid player, but I have a lot of concerns about him being able to stay on the field and be healthy.
Valid. You got Robert Nelson, who they like as well. There's nothing that says they can't draft another slot corner.
True.
Or sign a guy who is a slot corner at that price. The difference is you'd be paying Buster as an upper echelon number 2, or he might even be getting, I mean, really, if he gets $7 to $10 million, he's getting number 1 cornerback money in the National Football League. Then you are basically looking him to be that slot corner for you. You don't want to pay that guy that much money.
No, you don't.
That's not where you want that investment.
You know, and I just – I wonder if the Browns, you know, should have been out in front of this last year at this time or if they wanted to see how the season was going to play out. Because ideally, Gilbert was going to be your number two DB and Screen was going to be your
– Slot.
Slot corner. And so you're – I think he played himself into a much bigger contract this year.
So you're saying you would have liked to seen them lock him up for like $4 million a year last year at this time.
I think getting out in front of it. But again, it's a new group. It's Ray Farmer. He didn't know.
But that's also too betting on Screen taking $4 million a year and not wanting to hit the open market after a good season.
And there are differing opinions of Buster Screen. Like Pro Football Focus, who I liked Buster Screen. I thought Buster Screen had a solid year. So I don't agree with their ranking of him last year. But Pro Football Focus actually had analytics. Buster Screen, those analytics, 82nd among corners last year, which I don't know what they were watching. I thought he did well. The game where Hayden got hurt against Cincy, he played very well against A.J. Green. Certainly he struggled against a guy like Mike Evans. He gives up a lot of size. That's the other thing, too, that if you're going out there with Buster as your number two with Hayden being your one, you're never going to have anybody to match up with those bigger guys. With Dazier and Gilbert, it gives you a little bit more flexibility of what you want. And by the way, something to think about when you're talking about Kaywan Williams, I think there have been a lot of times where the Browns have thought, listen, if Dazier and Gilbert hit, you can play those two on the outside and have Joe Hayden become a lockdown guy that you can move inside for teams like, say, Indianapolis that wants to line up T.Y. Hilton in the slot. Teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers that want to bring in, you know, Antonio Brown and move him around.
Well,
in the
we
slot.
Saw that with Cincinnati, A.J. Green.
Sure, you know, move him around.
Trying to get him going because he couldn't get going against Joe Hayden. They put him in the slot. That's where he had his most success. Are you guys surprised with all the tweets that we're getting here today? You surprised there's not more love for Jordan Cameron?
So that was the next guy on our list. So let's look at Jordan Cameron, 2013 Pro Bowler, 80 for 917 and 7 touchdowns that season. Last year, injury plague season, only 24 catches, 424 yards, 2 touchdowns in 10 games, averaged over 17 yards a catch. He's got 3 concussions. This is a case where I think that the Browns would be happy to have Jordan Cameron back. I'm not sure Jordan Cameron wants to come back. We know he wants to be closer to his son, Tristan. I think he probably wants to play in a more pass-oriented offense where he can get those numbers. And, you know, he thrived in the Norv Turner system. I think he's probably going to look for something more along those lines. Now, I do think he could end up in Atlanta and be reunited with Kyle Shanahan. They need a tight end there, play in a dome, which I think would be good for him.
And look at the career, Gonzalez had at the end of his career. You know, playing with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan loved, you know, having those big wide receivers outside is a luxury, but he also loved the ball control that you can play with that big physical basketball wide receiver like he had in Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure that Jordan Cameron really is all that. He had really, if you break it down, the beginning of that season, he had a 6-game stretch where he was really good.
Dominant.
But even that season, if you look at the last 5 or 6 games, nothing special, and he was playing with a guy that features the tight end in Norvell. And with his concussion history, I just don't really see him being worth what he's going to command on
either.
The open
market.
It'll be interesting to see what he does command on the open market. By the way, to kind of put in perspective for Buster Screen, if he gets $7 million a year, if that's his average, that puts him at in the top 15 corners in the league. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie got $7 million a year from the Giants last season. Brent Grimes is at $8 million. So that would put him amongst the elite in the National Football League. If he gets $10 million a year, which would be – that makes him the sixth highest paid cornerback in the NFL.
And you know what? Buster Screen reminds me of that Brent Grimes, you know, who was in Atlanta playing good football, but – got his free agent deal, went down to Miami, and took his game to a whole nother level, became a solid number one. And at that point, if I was a Falcons fan, more power to you, man. You know what I mean? We have to move on. We have a great plan here with youth at this position at a significant discount to what Buster Screen's going to get on the open market. You have to love what Cleveland's got going on in the defensive backfield, so you got to let him walk.
Got a lot of potential. You need to be realized. But for this defense, it's critical that those guys take big leaps.
On the flip side of Grimes, there's a lot of guys that get that big money and go somewhere else and then get beat out by someone in a couple years.
Sure. I forget the Grimes name, played the 1-year deal and then got paid. He went there and played on the 1-year, $5 million deal off the ACL, and then he got paid. All right, we've talked about Cameron. We've talked about Screen. We don't expect either of them back. We'll talk Sheard, Ruben, Hoyer, Austin when we come back. We want your thoughts on this as well. 216-578-0850. Who do you want back for the Browns? Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.